Gonna grind down a second subas def tesan, begin on basic and testament, begin the gemar bazu, and this one hilva in lakoil, since there's no word getting out about this isla rubis, so she loses the rave of being a bazu. This taste is the same, it's a wonder because the Nami Pikam in the parak later on the Chavchaz Menalv says, Ilamon Melhoid Begoidlan, these are the following that are believed to testify when they become older, Mashallah, because this is what they saw when they were younger. And it's told the kids, Zacharni, but playing this, I remember that woman, she ought to be Numa, she went out with her. He Numa, but her heart was uncovered. Become a Gemara, the Rimas is my timer. Because keeping the Rim, not Mesulis, and since anybody's the majority of most women are Mesulis, Gilmas Vamo, it's just revealing a fact. So therefore, even though he was caught in Danny's belief. Says Tyson, but wait, how should Echemai, what's the case told by? Even Yashel call if there was a word that got out, Lemetzok Shemay this Larab, why do you need any Edus? Mezalas Ruba, just go after the majority, Baruch Hu, Digmar's asking him here. But he ain't look on, and the word didn't get out, wait, it's a Gim Kindis Larubas, then you're losing on the Raim, Vitzak Shemay Gishem, then as our Gemara says, you should need two valid witnesses. They begin to say that, oh, when he testifies what he saw when he was a younger boy, and there was someone else with him, that's considered a koil. So, what the Gemara says over here, to the contrary, Sadi Shakunin, that means you're lying, because there is no koil when there's even two witnesses. Shem says, what he can say is, the Reb Nashim Besulis Nisis, the majority of most women getting married as Besulis is other than Reb Nashim Hanis Besulis Yishakal. It's better than the Reb that most women who are Besulis have a koil. And the Vachin Lakal, when there is no koil, Lo Yisakal Kach Reb Besulis Nisis. You don't lose so much the Reb Besulis Nisis. Shalayel ages that it shouldn't help the testimony of the Rebbe Koitin, what he sees when he's younger, Achime and others with him, rather ages. As such a very, it is actually helpful enough to combine with the Reb Nashim Besulis Nisis to actually take out Mammon based on what he's saying. And actually, you can say that this, so we learned in the Mishnah, you have to bring Eidim, it's not necessarily being Gemum, could even be this one that he saw when he was younger with someone else with him. Like Tes Mazda, when the Gemum Belechish, but we should be concerned, the Matka B'chul, maybe he's going to go ahead and collect again, B'chul, etc. Now, B'fila de Eide Hinuma. Now, even through the Eide Hinuma, L'hoyla Ligvois, that she should not have collected Achetach like Suba until she gives him back the Suba. Why? Kibish Yechalov, they have said it could create a loss, but Mashnish Riksuba Tachzoda, that the Ksuba is going to remain with her. Why? Because Tais explains. Forget about the one that holds that he can make a claim after a Maisa Bezin. Of course, the Mafsid. Of course, he's losing it. That if he paid up and he's not getting the Ksuba back, because the Emlo Yilik Ksuba, if she didn't have the Ksuba, Yenemelim Brati, would be believed to say, I paid up. Now that she has the Ksuba, he can't say I paid up because she has the Ksuba. And for the fact that the mission is not concerned for the loss of the husband, that's where Vavo proves that obviously that if she claims that she lost the Ksuba, you obviously have to write a Shaiva. Ella says, even according to the one who holds the Nachmai Zabezin, you cannot make a claim after a Takanas Bezin like Ksuba. Still, Mafsid Mashik Ksuba Takas Yod, he is losing out when the Ksuba is that she still remains with it. Why? Kashim Tidran, the Pamachas, because if she can come and claim for him another time, he would be believed to say, I paid up a mana. Why? Because Bemigo, there he has a Migo, he could have said, I married you a widow. Oh, let's say it's in the place, if they don't recognize that she's his wife. Yeah, he would really let me protect her, I paid up everything. Bemigo, I could have said, you're not my wife. Now, but now that Chiksuba is in her hand, she's going to clear 200. They have said, since it could cause her loss, and Lefre shouldn't pay it up until she gets that Chiksuba. So why does the Mishnah say that he has to pay up, but they didn't know we're not getting the Chiksuba back? That's what we've proved. Obviously, you write a Shaver, and we're not concerned, therefore, for any loss for the husband. Next says Matav in the Gemara. This message tells us Kaisman Shaiv that we write a receipt. Now says what I mean. Even though here it's not possible otherwise, because they can make sure to be concerned the matzis of Ksuba of Eid. Maybe the Ksuba is going to get burnt with witnesses. And Bahadur Begavi Beidinu is going to collect with Eidinu. We're going to read something like the Gemara says shortly. The Demahadur Mafke Beidinu Begavi is going to come back and collect again with Eidinu. The Man Damatoy Nachamayz Bezdin Lemeklum. According to one that holds that. And the husband can't say I was parati. According to one that says if you make a claim after my husband, he hasn't said anything. Obviously, that he needs a receipt. And the Gemara says later on that where it's not possible, even the Grizi writer shayva. So how's the Rebbe proving when we have the sum of all that you're going to write a shayva? And that's his thesis. That still mekamakam daik shaper. Still making good inference that amanamikoyz and shayva then generally write a receipt because the increase of amanamikoyz you generally don't write a receipt. So loving you for the khan. Why would you pay back over here as long as the ksuba wasn't burned in front of witnesses? But I give him the ksuba. Because it could cause a loss when she has the ksuba in her hands. That Kedavashna explained in the previous tesis, the masav leichish, and now the ksuba is by her. He's going to lose out. Obviously, if I'm not concerned, that's what we're inferring. That obviously you write a shayva. Next test not something with the word Zigmar case and shove it every receipt. Now I've got to get Pasha all the Gemara but Baska by now from the first time in the man the Alma Kazim Shabbat explains the reason the one who holds it you write a receipt. But because the borrower is like a slave to the lender, and therefore, yes, even though he's gonna have to hold on to the receipt that he paid back, he's like a slave and he's indebted to the Malva, which what does that have to do with over here? We're not talking about a borrower and the lender, we're talking about a husband and wife. Love Dafka Labour says it's not necessarily a borrower. Ella, rather, who had them anyone who has a debt, like the hacha over here, b'shtarim mekach, and the documents of a sale, dama hasam, the case they would say you write a receipt. They're all the same. It's not necessarily just a bar. Anyone who has to prove that they paid up will have to hold on to the shaver. If the woman got lost, if the woman gets lost in the fire, and then we're going to say, ask, take a second look, because if we can say, I'm kidding, Philip Malcolm Christman, how will they look me? Then, because since you tell me that the ksuba was already burnt, so there's no more concern about collecting a second time. So, you could have said it to him in a place where you write a ksuba. So, my duchim look, my mokum shen kaisma kaisma kaisma. So, why, what's the gemara? What's pushing the gemara to say? It's a place where they don't write, but he did write. He got lost in the fire. One thing he got lost in the fire, so you could even say mokum to kaisma ksuba. Then, he says, no, the mokum kaisma, because the place where you do write a ksuba in this we got burnt, they could make sure to be concerned because looks better as make write another ksuba. Because Dasla Shays looks to be can't hold on to her without a ksuba. So we're concerned that maybe she's going to collect again with that other ksuba. But a place we don't write, and he wrote, so then we're not concerned that he wrote another one. But Miu, however, says there's a muscle ukma, we could have explained the book of Shukais, and we do write a ksuba. But this is for Acha Girsh, and they got burnt after the divorce. The Lega Mechash Hashem, because of Achaz, then he's still not writing another one after that point. Then, but that appeared to the Gemara as pushing it to give such a contrived answer. Next, says Master, but that begins the Gemara, but who Ibda Lamali, but then. If that's what it means, what do you have to do in the case of getting lost? Which says, although that seems to be already the first question, the part of which the Gemara already has to so that means getting burned. You could explain the that's what the Gemara is saying. So moreover, even if we can say that Nisva is the interpretation of Nevda, but still you would have to ask what in the case of getting lost. It would have been enough just to write Nisva. Oh, she'll say, oh, it was an oinus, but really it was supposed to pass around the barrel of wine, and something happened, and therefore we have to pass around the closed barrel, the open barrel. So it says, near it appears that Mary is talking about going to Ika Migui. He has to say also that she would have a Migui, the boy Omer, in the Klum, that she could say that really I have nothing. For example, let's say she grabbed it not in front of witnesses. And that's what she's believed to say that it was a Basula. Because Ila Bochi, am I Mahemnik? Because if not, then why would we believe her? Why is that a reason to believe her? Only that's. If she has a migui, so they would believe her by saying when she's saying now that there was an oinus. But then there's asked to take a look. He says, wait a second. The chilukloyes regarding giving out the roasted grains. The other commanding says later on, "Matzah less like you that the widows don't have the roasted grain." Am I like Hashem? Why are we concerned? The matzah is a bechulu that maybe she's going to grab it. Such because the malchut we're saying over here, and she's like, "Oh, because the oinus there, they didn't put out the roasted grains. So why doesn't the Gemara make that same discussion over there?" But remember, in time it says, "No, the davkav davashesh teirach." Only something that has a difficulty going chavas like a barrel. The hacha yichay limit this in such a case you could say oh it's anus that they got busy they got drunk and they weren't able to have kloyes to b'shar gram chimkal and lasses but roasted grains and things that are easy to do loy that wouldn't be a good claim to say it was anus because it's not such a big deal and if they didn't do it then that would seem to be enough of an indicator that she was not a basul.